Chapter 11, Multidimensional Meditation. Then, without seemingly knowing, you want and need to become one with it. You must move beyond a basic understanding of the concepts contained in this book. It is not enough for you to simply know this information. To really understand it, you must experience it. The greatest breakthroughs on the path to awakening do not come from just talking or reading about it. How do you know what to do with the knowledge if it is not real for you? The best way for you to become what you seek is to experience it on your own. My specialized meditation technique enhances your sixth sense and plugs you into a multidimensional state of consciousness. How does the Higher Balance Foundation meditation differ from other meditations out there? There are many forms of meditation, but I absolutely believe that the foundation meditation is very distinct in itself. I do not think there are any bad meditations. Ask yourself, what do you want from a meditation? That will help you choose what form you want. You might want to relax, or you might need to have a mental focus. Unfortunately, I am not aware of a database of the different types of meditations. In my opinion, meditations are not created equal. Most forms of meditation are generally Vedic teachings influenced by the New Age movement. The original Vedic teachings were on a scale that ran from 1 to 100. New Age meditations are watered down so much that they now range from about 1 to 10. There are some universal truths. Breathing is a big part of meditation. Quieting the mind is another. The one thing that makes my meditation system unique is that you use the nervous system of your body to help you focus. When you touch a point on your body and focus on it, the sensation of touch manipulates the electrons into various portions of your brain. In other forms of meditation, you just try to sit and think of nothing. The foundation meditation has multiple purposes. When you use this multidimensional meditation, your consciousness shifts profoundly. You achieve non-thought, and you harness prana, or energy. In order to do anything in life, you need a fuel. In your day-to-day activities, that fuel is food. When you do spiritual things, you need spiritual energy, or prana. This meditation is multi-layered but simple. That is what really makes it unique. It is not just one form of meditation. The best part is that you do not realize that you are getting so many other benefits out of it. Although there is no such thing as bad meditation, 90% of Western meditations are only designed to center you. Western society has gravitated to that kind of meditation because of the crazy way we live our lives. If you go back thousands of years to the Vedic teachings, you will discover that they used their psychic sensory to home in on their mental abilities. When I use your meditation, I am actually doing something, focusing on the touch and pulling in energy. What can beginners of the foundation meditation expect when they implement things like the touch, shifting, and non-thought? Most people learn to become calmer with meditation. They learn to have an outlet to tap out, relax, and just shut down. That is not enough for me. When you get to the point where you quiet the mind, most meditations stop. They do not understand that there is a layer or veil that they should move into. They only focus on quieting their mind to feel that inner peace and relaxation. My meditation method definitely delivers that too. If that is all you want, you do not have to take it further. This technique differs from methods of meditation that focus only on the body and the brain. Through this practice, you gain relaxation, stress relief, improved concentration, a greater sense of well-being, and many other physical and mental benefits. Traditional meditation fails to bridge the brain with the dimensional mind. This final step is your direct connection to life, the universe, God, and who you truly are. This is why most people begin to meditate. However, it is the last thing most meditation methods offer. Almost all forms of meditation, from traditional techniques to modern meditation technology, neglect the sixth sense. The sixth sense is vital. You cannot completely awaken without it. My system of meditation activates and heightens the sixth sense and connects you to your dimensional consciousness. When that happens, you will find everything you are looking for, but probably never expected to find. You will feel utterly complete. Many people report getting psychic abilities after meditating a while with this system. How is meditation related to the sixth sense? When people think of the sixth sense, they conjure up ideas of tarot card readers, astrologers, or fortune tellers. Throw those ideas out. In the early history of the human race, we utilized the sixth sense to survive in the same way animals dialed into it. As we evolved, our brains became more complex. When we started to think more, we empowered the babbler and followed our sixth sense instinct less. Humanity began to fill the time up by constantly thinking instead of being aware. Animals listen to the sixth sense and react to it. They sometimes react to something for no apparent reason. Rupert Sheldrake studied dogs that were really dialed into their owners. He found that the dogs got up and walked to the door at the same time as their owners decided halfway across town that they were going to come home at an unscheduled time. Since there is not a lot of thought going on in the brains of dogs, these animals are more likely to be aware of and follow their instincts. The sixth sense is foreign to thought. When you meditate, you open your mind. This familiarizes you with the sixth sense. When you remove all the words that fill your head, you are left with just your thoughts. When you clear your mind of the babble, your senses increase. When you do not use words in your head, your intellect and your awareness increases. By default, meditation develops the sixth sense. If you are solely focused on relaxation, you will never realize that the veil is not in your mind. If you do not develop the sixth sense, you will never realize what is behind the veil that is all around you. As the human race evolves, there is a greater demand on the mind and less focus on intuitive sensory development. If you go into the wild, and you look at the people who are more remote, you discover that they have a much keener sense of self-awareness than those who are engrossed in a demanding technological and industrial age. When you meditate, you learn to clear your mind. When you become self-aware, you can get information from other sources. The five senses are the strongest only because we are rooted in an environment that demands it. We no longer need the sixth sense to survive because most things essential to our vitality, like food and shelter, are readily available. The sixth sense has become solely a gut feeling, like when you feel that something is wrong with your child in the middle of the night. Interestingly enough, the sixth sense is still rooted to survival. If you think about it, all senses are designed for survival. When you remove the part that became dormant through the development of the human brain, and you learn to quiet the babbler that is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you essentially learn to become aware using your other senses. You must choose what you want to know or feel. The Higher Balance Institute has many classes that can show you how to move behind the veil. When you use your sixth sense to tap into your dimensional consciousness, things that you once considered impossible or beyond your perception will become as real as this book. Through refinement, study, and the practice of the multidimensional meditation technique, your sixth sense will connect you to your dimensional consciousness. Then you will know, beyond a mere intellectual understanding, that everything in this book is true. Once the sixth sense is active, you can achieve amazing things. For now, do not be concerned with psychic parlor tricks and paranormal abilities. You first need to direct your attention toward using the sixth sense as a tool of communication. All other paranormal matters are simply byproducts of achieving your inner awakening. Once you apply a little effort, things will change very quickly. Through the multidimensional meditation, you can reawaken the region of the brain in which the sixth sense resides. You can then reconnect with the universe and experience it with your mind. The universe is capable of intellectual processes far beyond our understanding. It is not a simple process for us to understand how and when the universe chooses to manipulate life. It manifests itself through our reality in subtle ways, but also through a different perception of time. An incredibly long period of time for us is a very short period for the planet or the universe. Evolution is the manifestation of the universe's intent. Do you remember our discussion about the owl, the bird, and the butterfly? That relationship is the power of the force working in this dimension. If the force functions on so many subtle levels, what else does it influence? Since evolution is driven by the universe, it has not mistakenly forgotten the sixth sense. Evolution awaits the reemergence of this sense within humanity so that humans might reunite themselves with the force. Do you think the human race is ready? Are you ready? Typically, most forms of meditation are practiced by sitting with the eyes closed. You do not move, so you are not really touching anything other than what you are sitting on. During meditation, you attempt to shut off all five senses. Since your body is designed to collect data, it will automatically try to gather information through any available sensory. If the body cannot get anything from your standard five senses, it will try to push the sixth sense forward. This process is the basis for most meditation methods. The chances of activating the sixth sense in this way are extremely remote. These methods of meditation are all based on a shocking lack of understanding. They discourage the development of the very sense they are unknowingly trying to bring forward. They are simply unaware of the process. They think that if you shut off your senses and sit long enough, the sixth sense or spiritual awareness will spark. This is how other systems expect you to awaken. It is a prescription for frustration and ultimately failure. This is like playing the lottery. When you sit down to meditate using these other systems, there is a 1 in a million chance your sixth sense might randomly step forward. When this happens, it triggers an amazing, profound, and truly paranormal experience for most people. Of course, there is one problem. Once it happens, and you have the experience, how do you get back there if you stumbled across it by blind luck in the first place? I can teach you methods that allow you to move through that veil and empower yourself on a different level. You will learn to harness a spiritual energy that sharpens your mind and allows you to have more metaphysical and spiritual experiences. It helps you to see things clearer, as if a filter is removed from your eyes. That veil is more for spiritual people. Yet, it is very real. Anybody who correctly practices my meditation will immediately have that experience. The multidimensional meditation also creates harmony in your life. In recent years, corporations have become more demanding, pushing their people much harder. They discovered meditation and reworked it to the point where it is neutral. They told their people, "This is a way for you to relax." Western culture now focuses more on incense, warming stones, and relaxation. Our culture has completely lost the true power of this tool to change our destinies, upgrade our minds, enhance us spiritually, and increase the quality of our lives. In most of these meditation practices, there is no inclination toward any philosophies, beliefs, or religion. They have just grazed the surface to keep meditation at a mediocre, acceptable level. Meditation is the doorway to experience the universe. You must let everything go for your consciousness to move to that other place. There are so many benefits when you do. It is just profound. When you first start meditating, do not be concerned with seeking paranormal abilities or experiences. Instead, concentrate on the sixth sense as a tool of communication. Each sense you have interprets data from this dimension, translates them into experiences, and communicates them to you. You are on a spiritual path, seeking your higher consciousness and God. How will you find and understand these things? Will your higher consciousness suddenly appear before you in a flash of light and say, "There you are. Hi, my name is Charlie. We need to talk. There are a lot of things about us you do not know and have forgotten." This is an absurd thought. What about God? When the moment arrives for you to connect with the universe, do you expect the clouds to part and a giant face to appear in the sky and say, "Oh, there you are. Hi, my name is God. We need to talk. There are a lot of things you do not know and have forgotten." Then you get to sit, stare up at the clouds, and chat with God, as if it were just your next-door neighbor. That is equally absurd. If you did not have words, how would you communicate? What if there was no written language? You would still have feelings. Emotion is the closest thing to frequency or vibration that you can use to communicate with the universe. You can look at a dog and know what it is without saying "dog" in your head. If you look at a dog and you look at a spoon, you know through internal feelings or sensations that they are different things. It is very subtle, but it is like a separate physical sensation. Not only do they look different, they also feel different internally. You register a different sensation when you compare the two. Your sixth sense delivers that data to you. It is the sensory that is closest to what you are looking for, a frequency or energy. The more you can learn and understand its language, the more you can translate and find your awakening. Using the sixth sense, you can interpret and communicate, without words, the language of the Force. If you wish to accomplish psychic or spiritual feats, you must also think without words. If you want to do something extraordinary, like float an apple across a room using your mind, how would you do that? Would you just tell the apple, "Hey apple, I command you to float across the room"? No, you would not. Floating an object through the air may seem like an extreme example, but it illustrates how amazing a true spiritual breakthrough can be when you achieve it. Without words, you can do it. Did you notice that I said without words? I did not say without thought. This is something that is easy to say but very difficult to do. As an example, I want you to read what I am about to explain and then try it before you continue reading. First, look around your environment right now and take in every detail. Once you have done that, take a deep breath in and exhale. Now close your eyes and have total non-thought. Just have complete silence in your brain. Do not allow pictures or songs to flicker through your head. Since you control your brain, just shut it down. Do not think about anything at all. Sit that way for about a minute before opening your eyes and continuing to read. Do it now. After doing this for about a minute, you will probably notice that your brain is chattering away, despite any attempts to quiet it. It is busy trying to analyze everything and communicate what it is experiencing. I call this the babbler. Your brain runs its own show, whether you want that or not. You do not need your brain to explain this very simple experience for you. You should be able to sit quietly and enjoy a moment of silence without thinking at all. It is not a difficult task. What is there to think about? See how long you can sit without any words in your head, total and complete silence. It is extremely difficult to do. The brain always comes up with something to think about, even if it is just lyrics to a song. If you do not let it think in words, the chances are it will start flashing images or pictures to distract you. Here is another quick example. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Take your right hand and slightly pinch your left arm just above your wrist. It only needs to be a light pinch, just enough to feel it. Focus on the physical feeling of the pinch. Do not think about anything. Pay attention to the physical sensation from having your skin slightly pinched. Sit and focus for about a minute. Try it now. You probably noticed that it was a lot easier to not have words in your head this time than it was when you were just sitting and trying to maintain silence. Your sixth sense is severely limited when you do not have control of your brain. Your brain always babbles. Unless you quiet it, you will never be able to understand the language of the universe because it is far beyond everyday language. The last example is a quick way to quiet your mind. You can still have thought, just not words in your head. A big part of what you gain, using my multidimensional meditation, is learning to think differently. Most people believe there must be absolute silence when they are trying to have non-thought during meditation. The people who teach these meditation systems believe this too. When the ancient yogis taught that you must have non-thought, they meant you must learn to think differently using a process without words, not without thought. You can still think, but in a way that is very alien to normal thought. It is more of a way to think in energy. I understood this early in my childhood, so my meditation system, the Foundation Meditation, focuses on the sixth sense as a means to think beyond the limitations of language and structural thinking. As you practice meditation, the way you experience life becomes clearer. Over time, you begin to see life as energy and vibration. You will then begin to understand that there is something beyond all this. As you continue to apply the techniques, you will feel the presence of the universe all around you. This is not as abstract as it sounds. It will become a clear and very real experience. You can often observe it in nature and in life generally. When you hear music, birds, or a friend's voice, these sounds are like beautiful music playing in your head, singing through your being. As your sixth sense becomes more active, it enhances your other senses and increases your awareness. This sounds very simple, yet it changes every moment of your life. Everything you experience becomes fuller and richer. Imagine doing something you enjoy, like taking a walk through a local park. You feel a warm breeze on your cheek and hear echoes of laughter in the distance. The sun is shining and you capture something in the experience that gives you a sense of peace. It is a simple but pleasurable moment. Without the increased awareness of the sixth sense, that simple experience is like watching television. While you may not realize it, the experience is flat, detached, and not as real as it could be. When you practice meditation and activate the sixth sense, it enhances your connection to everything. You become aware that the energy of the universe is within all things. There is a difference between understanding this principle and being able to experience it. When you meditate, you also tune yourself to a better frequency. Life becomes more rewarding and fulfilling. You understand life more deeply and become one with it. This happens because multidimensional meditation also raises your consciousness and tonal by drawing prana into you. Awakening and experiencing multidimensional consciousness requires fuel. It requires prana, the all-pervading vital energy of the universe. I often refer to it as prana rather than energy. This distinction makes it clear that I am talking about an all-pervading vital energy, not a form of electricity. Prana is important because everything needs an exchange of energy. A car does not run without gasoline. A tree does not grow without water. Fire does not burn without air. Everything in our universe requires an exchange of energy. Your soul is composed of prana. Your dimensional being feeds on prana. When I talk about raising tonal or shifting consciousness to a higher vibration, that requires a fuel. Prana. You cannot achieve anything psychic or spiritual without prana. After performing paranormal feats, people often feel drained. You must have prana to raise the vibration of your consciousness, shift into other dimensions, and ultimately awaken. You cannot awaken without the fuel required to get there. The foundation meditation shows you how to draw in this energy intensely. You draw prana to you by being aware of it. By simply meditating and using a system designed to do it properly, you can collect and consume prana. Prana is the fuel that will drive you to awakening. It is the breath of life connecting your dimensional consciousness to your present one. When you consume enough prana, you can do amazing paranormal things. These paranormal feats are achieved when your consciousness is at the proper tonal and you are able to understand them. The drive to achieve these paranormal abilities activates the sixth sense, which builds a bridge to your dimensional consciousness and ultimately accelerates your awakening. It is all connected. The process of awakening requires two primary ingredients. You must maintain a state of consciousness that uses your sixth sense, and you need prana. These aspects are the core of the foundation meditation. You also need to have the right intent and understanding. The more information you have, the more you will understand. The more that you understand, the more you can direct the intent of everything behind meditation. This book has shown you why you need to awaken. It has also corrected common misunderstandings about the sixth sense and mystical experiences. It is not enough to learn any old meditation because there are so many different kinds. Many people who have dedicated their whole lives to meditation have only mastered their brain and body. They never even begin to bridge into the spiritual. Most meditators never find the missing link. That is one of the reasons why so many people get frustrated with meditation. They have ignored the importance of the sixth sense and the pursuit of metaphysical experiences. If they had a key to activate their sixth sense, they would have been rewarded for all the time they spent meditating. Spending time meditating without developing the sixth sense is like building a space shuttle in your front yard and using it as a picnic table. Can you imagine if someone came over and said, "Do you know what you could do with this?" And then they showed you how to fire up the engines and blast off into space? Meditating without a system to activate the sixth sense is like a nice, calm, relaxing picnic table. You have no idea what you can really do with it. Many people have asked me about different meditation technologies, light and sound machines, binaural technology, and anything that stimulates the physical processes that occur during meditation can be worthwhile in the beginning. When you meditate, your left and right brain hemispheres often synchronize. When you begin to relax, you enter slower brainwave states, like when you are deep in thought, studying, or dreaming. These meditation technologies are only effective for triggering some of the physical responses from the body. Beyond that, their use is limited. Until you learn to direct your consciousness to awaken, you are dependent upon your five senses to interpret experiences. The reason most people find this difficult is that they have no idea what that is. They know that they are looking for something, but they have no idea what it is. If they did, they would probably find it a lot faster. When you use technology, you may feel less stress, have improved memory, and experience other benefits. These are all gained from the physical responses to meditation, all of which are good. How will you move beyond that and into something more? No matter how stimulated your brain becomes, you must have a direction to discover what you are looking for. Technology can only stimulate or aid your five senses because it works on a physical level. By itself, technology cannot give you that last piece that will lead to your awakening. In fact, technology was the very thing that separated us from using our sixth sense abilities to begin with. Technology will never enable you to move beyond the physical brain. However, technology can assist with the changes needed in the brain and body to experience amazing breakthroughs. It just cannot do it by itself. The brain holds you back from being open dimensionally and having spiritual experiences. Your first challenge is to overcome the barriers within your own brain. Once you do this, you must also master a specific state of mind, a fluidic consciousness. That is what prevents you from affecting the matrix or the collective grid of reality. I help people to exist in and operate from that place. This place, this state of mind, is a dimensional state where all the miracles performed by great masters from Buddha to Milarepa originated from. The foundation meditation helps you discover this along with many other things. It binds body, brain, and soul together. It harmonizes you with your dimensional consciousness and allows it to work through you. To make that bridge, you must have prana. If you are not aware of prana, how can you ever get it? You can only find something once you become aware of it. Water tastes like water until you think about tasting the subtle differences in the waters. Then the differences become very distinct. If you are not thinking about it, or it is not part of your awareness, you simply drink and swallow it. It does not occur to you that there is a flavor, unless it is very strong. You create a certain sensitivity to find what you are looking for. Meditation gives you that sensitivity. My meditation system magnifies that sensitivity beyond normal because it heightens the sixth sense, teaches you to notice subtle things, and allows you to distill these very fine sensations. It allows you to collect energy, thereby raising your vibration. It also disciplines your brain so that it can properly bridge to your dimensional mind. If you do not discipline the brain, it quickly takes control again, even after a profound realization. Anyone who has tried any type of meditation knows this, but everybody forgets it. For that reason, you must be consistent with your practice. The Earth's tonal is constantly pushing against you because you exist within Gaia. That bombardment of tonal always brings you down to its frequency, the Do. Rather than remaining at a higher spiritual level, you will forget what it feels like to be spiritual. You will lose touch with your spirituality, and the affairs of the world will consume you. In fact, you will not even know what happened to you. You will wander and forget you ever felt a purpose. How can meditation actually change your life? Meditation is like a spiritual chiropractor. If you do not meditate, you are at the whims of the Do. You automate through life like a robot, doing your job, driving your car, and doing your shopping. You are not really aware. You may be momentarily aware here and there, but for the most part you are not. Life has a way of pummeling you. Whether it is major stress, emotional, or psychological damage, the Do is designed to control you and keep you functioning as an organism on the planet. Life is designed to give you guidelines that control you. When you use foundation meditation, you adjust your consciousness to extract yourself out of the machinery of the Do. This makes you untouchable. If everything in your life suddenly starts going the way that you want, that is not a coincidence. I think it is a very clear and distinct thing. Some people start meditating and then wean themselves off of it. They probably do not realize how much better their life is when they are meditating. Something traumatic happens that stops their maintenance routine and puts them to sleep. They probably do not even realize they fell asleep. The only way you can get out of that sleep is by going back to your meditation practice. If you meditate for 20 minutes twice a day for about 5 days, everything will begin to unfurl and start working in your favor. It does not matter how much stress is in your life or how bad it is now. Somehow, the effect of the dough is minimalized in your life. Life mirrors what you do internally, so it becomes externally effective. Consistent meditation also makes you feel very positive and happy. People tell me that the best days of their lives and their best experiences happen when they are meditating regularly and they are immersed in life, not trapped in some isolated monastery. When they forget to meditate, the current of the collective consciousness pushes against them and starts moving their vibration back down to a lower tonal. Then they completely blow it off, forget all about it, and never remember that they are happiest when they are meditating. We are trying to move humanity forward toward a higher evolution and ensure the preservation of life. However, the world is constantly trying to conform you. This is why you must meditate. It is the best way to maintain your tonal. As your tonal lowers, you will not think of meditating. Everything you have read in this book will slip from your mind, and you will only vaguely recall some of what you read. Time is against you, and it washes away all the ties to your navigator. It takes this knowledge from you, whereas meditating helps keep you aware and rouses you from sleep. Meditation helps you remain at a higher level of awareness. It is also helpful if you reflect on the things you know. If you gain any insights while reading this book, write them down in a journal. One of the greatest things to keep in mind is that you exist in the likeness of God. Every biological structure goes through different levels and becomes smaller on each level. When you understand this, you can see that galaxies, stars, and planets make up the body of God. The Earth, with all its micro-life, is a living organism, which we call Gaia. On a more micro level, we have a microverse of organisms living inside of us. God is multidimensional energy that permeates this universe. The meditation that I created allows you to experience multidimensional consciousness. Do you know what that really means? If you exist in the image of God, you are also multidimensional. Where are you right now? Go ahead and think about it until you can come up with an answer. Perhaps you point to your body, or maybe your head. You might even point to your brain. In truth, you are in three places, and meditation works on all of them. This has to become second nature to you. You cannot allow yourself to forget this. This is accelerated knowledge that you are not supposed to know or comprehend. When you understand this, you can bridge to extreme levels. If you do not know this, you are limited. It is another control that the governor has on your mind. Are you beginning to fathom the intensity of this? When I sit back and consider that I exist in three places at once, that moves me. That is extraordinary. We are multidimensional beings. You exist in three places at the same time, all the time. The first place that you exist is this physical dimension. You have a body that feels, collects data, and processes it. You can look around, notice other objects, or interact with a person who might be nearby. The next dimension you exist in is your inner dimension. This dimension is a part of you. You are not fully aware of this dimension, but it affects your being, and on some level, you relate to it. This microverse inside of you is an inner dimension that you cannot feel or touch, but it is there. You are a part of it. Where are you right now? Your body is where you are sitting right now, but where are you? Point to where you are. Where do you think? Where is your mind? If you could mark with a pen where you feel the source of your consciousness, would it be on your scalp? Is the source inside your head? If so, where inside your head? What would we find if we opened up your skull? Your brain is a machine that operates on various sequences of chemicals. Why can you not identify exactly where you are? You are not operating from the first dimension where you are reading this book, nor are you operating from the second, meaning the brain and the biological chemicals. You are operating from a third place beyond what your limited physical experience allows you to imagine. You need to be able to discern who you are. If you cannot discern who you are, then it is very likely you are not the person reading this book. You are not supposed to be able to comprehend what I am saying. This is supposed to be very confusing, but if you can grasp enough of my message and be aware of it, you will receive part of your freedom. You have begun to slip past the governor regulating you because it only controls the part of you that exists in this dimension. You are a multidimensional being who exists in different places at one time. All of your cells give a consciousness to you. They do not keep this information to themselves. Whatever they experience, you experience. You might not experience it in the same way, but eventually that data becomes you. If you burn a part of your body, you feel it, so you believe you are burning. It is really the cells that are burning, not you. The information is going from the affected cells to a higher place. The cells share this information with you. The cell understands the information. The organism knows the information and it gives you a carbon copy of it. We are all cells giving to the consciousness of the planet. That is the next higher being. We are all part of one organism. The only thing that makes us different is self-realization. You need awareness to have self-realization. You need to quiet the body and still the brain. With the proper technique, you can quiet the body and brain. You can use your awareness to seek out experience. This will bring the third forward, your dimensional consciousness. Multidimensional consciousness is when you can become aware of all three aspects of yourself and move that awareness into a singular consciousness. Right now, you simultaneously exist in three places, but are probably not aware of them all. In order to bridge over to your dimensional consciousness, you must gain control of the first two. You do this by practicing meditation. You must shift your present consciousness higher to match the vibration of your dimensional consciousness, which is who you really are. It is the part of you that is waiting to awaken. Your dimensional consciousness yearns to meditate because it knows that meditating will help you reunite with it. The meditation you practice must offer a bridge to your dimensional consciousness. You cannot limit its focus to just your brain and body. Do you understand the way this works now? Each aspect of your consciousness must give itself to your will and connect to the next. You can be aware of multiple dimensions at once. If this has not quite sunk in yet, go back and read it again. It is very important that you understand this concept. Meditation offers you reflection. It creates and refines your soul. As you draw in prana, your energy body gains strength. We are evolving now beyond our ancestors. We are thinking more than they thought. We are creating more than they created. We are more than they were. The average education and maturity of a fifth grader is comparable to the maturity of someone twice their age 1,000 years ago. We are living in a higher evolutionary state. The human body is creating and forging a true soul, not just a vision. Our concept of the soul has evolved through churches, religions, and philosophies. We now desire to create a true soul. With only that desire, the body gathers and shapes more energy. A true soul will not die. It will move into another body, its next evolution. If you meditate enough, you will begin to get it. The data that you receive will hit explosive levels that will leave you in awe. It is very common to see flashes and streams of imagery, which is a massive amount of information being downloaded to your brain. However, it takes time and practice to learn how to tap your brain for this information. It is like the global consciousness internet. You must let it flow inside of you with a fluidic consciousness. Let it solidify and become you. Want for nothing and allow it to become part of you. You must choose to become. A plant does not think about the process of its job. It becomes. Animals do not think about what they have to do. They become. The only thing that does not listen to this law is humanity. Human beings are constantly trying to fight their nature. They have simply forgotten how to be. They have forgotten how to connect to God. When people pray, they talk at God. Yappity yappity yap. This is what I want. This is what I want you to do. This is what I need. This is what is going on. This is what Sally needs. This is what Billy needs. You need to heal them. And it goes on and on. When you meditate, you listen to God. You will be amazed at the things God has to tell and show you. When you meditate, you allow the universe to express itself through your cells, your energy. You let this data in and allow the universe to transform you into what it wants you to become. You have to choose to let it become you. You think too much like a human being. You might laugh and say you think like a human because you are one. If that is the case, I suggest you go back and reread the chapters of this book. You are more than the vehicle that is your body. You are more than the brain. You must strive to be more than human. This structured way of thinking has trapped you. If there is something you think you need to know, you try to learn it so you can become what you think you need to become. The universe does not work that way. It gives you the knowledge you need because it has a plan for you. Since the beginning of time, the universe has been giving instructions to the world, directing it how to live as an organism. The earth tells the organisms that reside within it how to live. You tell the organisms in your body how to live and what to do, yet you do not do it willfully. Since you desire this knowledge and open your mind to the universe, you are collecting data. You are collecting experiences. When you open your mind, you will suddenly see things. When you reflect on things, you will receive revelations. Those revelations become profound experiences and life-altering breakthroughs. You must not let your brain dictate your understanding. You must learn to think in a different way. This whole book is an evolution of thinking. It is a revolution because you must choose to transform yourself. Everyone who feels this connected purpose must choose to act and move forward. You must strive to understand and become this knowledge because this knowledge is alive. It is alive. It must grow and procreate, but it needs you to choose to act on it.